This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time on the Good Day program. Yes, another people say to me, Jay, from time to time, how do you do this every day and how do you sound like you're always in a good mood? I don't know. I guess most of the time I am.
You are.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you. And you're welcome. There's a certain amount of discipline involved, however, in doing this, and probably in your work as well, right? You have to be at work at a certain time. You're supposed to accomplish certain things. Some people are more focused on time. You have maybe a clock you have to punch into. That's in the case of doing a radio program, you better be on time because the clock doesn't stop and there's somebody expecting to have some noise coming out of a speaker at a certain time, so you better be there. So that's part of how I learned discipline. Well, discipline came from being on the farm, much as anything else, because the cows always had to be milked. Farmers, when I was a kid milking cows, you don't wake up and say, you know what, I don't want to go to work today. No. You got to milk the cows every day, every single day. So that's, I think, partially what I learned. I grew up at, I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, so it's no big deal. And that maybe taught me some discipline. But what is there in your life? Is it children? Oftentimes, having children is a great way to learn discipline, right? They need to eat. And if they don't eat, they make noise. And when they eat, they poop. And so you got to deal with all that stuff.
Children,
right?
Only, not adults.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to be disciplined when it comes to that as well. So anyway, a lesson, a word to the wise. Here's some good news about something new being done with plastic waste. And the results of this actually are pretty impressive. When you we look at the headache that's caused by plastic waste bottles everywhere and containers, food packaging, that sort of stuff, printer cartridges, plastic bags. So now somebody's come up with a plan to turn this material into aggregate for asphalt on the roads. And a number of states, let's see here, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Virginia, California, Hawaii, are using, there's a pilot program in each one of those states using ground up plastic in the asphalt. And as a matter of fact, we were talking about that here. Our road that I live on was repaved this fall. And I talked to the guy who's in charge of roads for the town just to find out, because there are three or four different things you can use on the roads. One of the things that's good about the plastic or the rubber that's in some of the asphalt is that the road gives in the wintertime. If it doesn't really freeze, like in the old days when you put asphalt down on the road, it's hard, and when the road heaves, if you're in a place where the ground freezes, the ground changes. You know, you wonder sometimes, if you've ever done any work in the soil, you think you get all the rocks out of the soil, and next year there are rocks there again. Where'd they come from? Because the ground moves, it pushes the rocks around, literally. And so if there are rocks underneath the asphalt, then they're going to, like the old, in Pennsylvania especially, they used to use concrete on the roads. Concrete's great for bridges, but not good for the road because there's no flexibility to it. So you go, ever drive down a highway like in Pennsylvania, Route 76, it's thump, the thump, the thump, the thump, the thump. Because you're hitting the roadway is divided into sections as they've paved, they put down the cement. And so there are these things that are across the road, the dividers, if you will, that keep, they've learned if you're going to put cement down, you got to have some way for it to be flexible, for it to move in the freezing temperatures of the wintertime. And so with these microplastic, the waste that they're putting into the pavement, it gives, it flexes. So they don't have as many problems with the roads. They've done this in Australia a lot. They've done it in Europe a lot. And so that's where it first started, I think, in Hawaii. And then it's been you know, from there, the idea has spread because these things are going to. Apparently, they mixed at least the first road they did in Hawaii. They took 150,000 water bottles, ground them up, and they used that in the asphalt, and it seemed to work very well. And they don't have a problem over there with the roads freezing. But, you know, there is that whole business of being flexible. It's much more comfortable to ride on a road that isn't, if you have bad shocks or whatever in your car, that sort of thing.
It's great.
Sacramento.
The unrecyclable plastics. And we've been seeing this a lot with walking trails or walking paths.
Have you?
Where they're using tires.
Uh-huh. Right. They grind them up. I have in the barn that I just sort of inherited in this new development that I'm doing, the riding arena was they, instead of having regular sort of like chips and stuff in there, they were ground up tires and linoleum and stuff. That's what they used for the base. And it was, you know, but it smells badly. And actually, it's dangerous to have it inside, better outside. People that are using it now for mulch, you use it around your flower bed or whatever it is, it'll keep the, you know, it doesn't rot like the other mulch does, so it's, you know, if you can stand the smell of it, I guess it's okay. All right, so let's get to some business news here. The Ukrainian tycoon who was suspected of embezzling hundreds of millions of dollars has been arrested in France at a high-end ski resort. Didn't think people were following him, right?
Going. Yeah,
see you later, alligator. Constantine Zhivago. Remember Dr. Zhivago, the movie? Ever hear that movie?
Seen it, but I know what you're speaking of. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask James because he doesn't know what Dr. Zhivago is. But anyway, this guy's name is the same. That's the only connection. The prosecutor's office in this part of France has confirmed the arrest. Going to appear in court. Actually, today, it looks like, for the first stage of his extradition, he's going to go back to Ukraine to face charges. He was the chief executive of a mining company and one of the big exporters of iron ore pellets, that sort of thing. He was in the parliament in Ukraine for 10 or 12 years. So anyway, the case against him showed that he ripped off the bank there for $100 million more than or more. How do you do that? That's going to be pretty. If you're not watching the bank, I mean, you lose $100 million one day. Hello, where'd that go? I'd like to know that. Bed Bath and Beyond. Another business story. Looking at 2023, a lot of people are looking back at snapshots of 2022, but looking ahead. I just read this in the Business Insider that Bed Bath & Beyond, according to this fellow, will be gone by this time next year, which is kind of too bad. I've always liked Bed Bath & Beyond. Have you ever shopped in Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, I did. I used to really like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, I think they have. It was a welcoming. You felt like you were welcome when you walked out. Whether that was a psychological thing that they actually were, you know, were looking to accomplish, it just was welcoming. There's a lot of stuff in there. You got to learn your way around, but I don't know. It just felt like a warm, cuddly place. All those pillows and all the sheets and the blankets, but they had plenty of other stuff. I thought it was a well-run store, Frank. I'm surprised, but maybe it's because of all the online buying. Is that why?
The Bed Bath and Beyond, because you had all the other things, but then even online, you had so many more options than what you had in store.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting. The old Bed Bath and Beyond, it was opposite in the highway here in Framingham. Bed Bath and Beyond on one side of the road and Barnes & Noble, the bookstore, on the other side of the road. Both of them have closed. Barnes & Noble is moving into a smaller store in a mall up the street a little bit. But they are both being taken over by a new grocery store. Amazon Fresh is going into one of them. And then there's some other very high-end, high-concept grocery store that I'd never heard of before going into the Bed Bath & Beyond. So I guess I'm questioning now, is there that much business, given what happened during the pandemic and people going back to the farm, in fact, are we looking for new shopping experiences. I know it's a great business, a great cash business. That's why people like going into it, because it's all cash. It's all money right there on the spot. You don't charge. I mean, you put it on your credit card, but they get their money right away. And so it's one of the few businesses, you know, most retail businesses, you get, unless you're selling furniture, and then they give you time to pay for it and that sort of thing. But, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have, we have to buy groceries every week.
To pay. If you do the credit, they make more money because they can charge an interest.
Right, exactly. So let's see here what some people, I'm looking, again, I turn to Business Insider for a lot of this stuff, predictions for 2023, the next 12 months, what's going to happen? What's the forecast? People are worried about interest rates and that sort of thing. There are people who are saying the recession will continue in 2023. A lot of people think that it's not going to be as bad, but yet, and I don't even like talking about it because at the end of the day, it always ends well, right? So the first part of 2023 may be a little rocky, mild recession, but by the time we get to the other end, and this is what I wanted you to know, these 11 experts all say our stock market will rebound, the interest rates will go down, inflation will be under control. So the second half of the year, it looks like the market, according to these people anyway, will be higher than it was the last year that Trump was in office. So that'll be good for, well, if it lasts, it'll be good for whoever's in office, because people always keep in office, whoever it is that is in office, if the economy is good. War in Ukraine will be over, these people say, and that'll change our focus, if you will, on what we're doing with our money. So at least a couple of different things that are on topic and on target to making this year that's coming up pretty good economically. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that, shall we? 18 after on Good Day.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy. No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk. The facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 23 after the hour now, social media time. What is trending? Jay has worked her fingers to the bone to find stories that are interesting and important. I thought it was pretty interesting, this story floating around about Courtney Love. It's really what interviews, the podcasting world is bringing up all kinds of stuff now that we would probably never have talked about. Courtney Love was on some podcast, and she was talking about her relationship with Brad Pitt. Apparently, it wasn't too cool. She was supposed to be in the movie that Brad was in called Fight Club. Remember that from the 90s, the late,
oh, yeah,
I think it was 1999 in there somewhere. But she had in the Fight Club, she had a fight. Apparently, she literally had a fight with him. Brad Pitt was talking about her husband. He was dead at the time. He died, I think, just before this, Kurt Cobain. Didn't he die right around 98, 99, somewhere in there? And so there was an issue about that. And then there was a movie that was going to be done. And Brad Pitt was up for the movie.
Oh, yeah, playing Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm. Right. And she didn't want him to play him because of the fuss from the Fight Club. So apparently there's this big to-do. I often wondered about her, what her deal was. You know, there's a certain thing about her. You know what I mean? It's hard to describe, but there's something about her that is interesting, and maybe I'll put it that way. All right, speaking of interesting, we have New Year's Eve and all those TV programs that are on. Ryan Seacrest and the Dick Clark Rockin' New Year's Eve. I see that Dolly Parton and what's-her-face is going to be the NBC pair. Why am I?
Oh, yeah, last year it was Miley and
Miley Cyrus.
Right,
yes, and this year.
It's a Miley's thing, and then she picks a guest co-host. And this year it's Dolly.
Okay. Why'd they settle in on Miley Cyrus, do you suppose?
She's popular. She reaches a wide audience.
All right, Andy Cohen also does the CNN show, and apparently he got drunk last year. Right? Does he drink all through the evening and then gets
That's
by the time
of
he
gets... That happens with most of these New Year's Eve shows, that the hosts are drinking. And one of the things that people go to the CNN one with, Cohen and Anderson Cooper,
yeah.
Because the more Andy drinks, it's kind of like he just, those inhibitions are gone and he is saying whatever is coming to his mind. And a lot of times it is funny because he is a funny guy. but mm-hmm. he called, because they're all in the same area, all of the...
Right, they're all close
together.
Yeah,
all of the competing networks.
And apparently Seacrest is friends with Andy Cohen.
Yeah,
and
he called all of the performers on Seacrest a bunch of losers, and mm-hmm. he was joking, and he immediately apologized, and Ryan Seacrest at the time even said that he knows, like, he gets it, he knows it wasn't actually real or anything, but Ryan Seacrest mm-hmm. also supports CNN, who is saying that they're going to limit Andy Cohen.
Not too much schnapps.
Intake. Yeah, well, because Ryan Seacrest says if you are working, if you're on TV, you're on the radio, you are doing any of these things, you are on the job, and you should not be drinking on the job, period.
Right, yeah,
and
right.
So he supports that. But then also Andy Cohen came back and said pretty much, like, watch me. So we'll see what happens.
Right. Okay, well, listen, to each his own, that wouldn't be something to turn me on. I think Andy Cohen is pretty funny. I find Anderson Cooper obnoxious, so I'm not interested. But Cohen has some, he's an interesting, entertaining guy in lots of different ways. Ryan is Ryan. Ryan is the quintessential host. He knows how to make the guests the star. And that's kind of what Dick Clark always was great at. He's not the star. They're the star, and you make them the focus, and that's what people like about that, the various entertaining things and what's going on. So, anyway, we're only a couple of days from that. Think about it. The end of 2022. Amazing. It's 18. No, it isn't either. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More flight cancellations today in the USA, most from the carrier Southwest Air to the tune of 2,400 on Thursday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's telling Southwest Air to take care of the people that were left hanging by his airline.
When you're in the situation and the airline is responsible, which is clearly the case right now, then you can get those kinds of vouchers for hotels, restaurants. But what I talked about with the Southwest CEO is that a passenger shouldn't have to request that. They need to be proactively offering that. He pledged that they would.
The city of Jackson, Mississippi continues to struggle with their water infrastructure. Low water pressure throughout the city is the result of a hard freeze that left broken pipes throughout the water system. The city remains under a local state of emergency. The United States will require travelers from China to submit to a negative COVID test beginning January 5th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Start this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Jay, you have a preference as to how we start the conversation?
Yes,
here?
I do have a preference. Thank you, for asking me. I want to have fun.
I want to have fun. Lots and lots and lots of fun. Here's somebody. Okay, we'll do that. A Wisconsin waitress got a very interesting surprise from a customer. Her name is Callie Blue. She's 29. Waiting tables at Gus's Diner in Sun Prairie, Texas. The Sun Prairie, Texas, the Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. So she was in Wisconsin. The customer's name was Michael Johnson, president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County. He was looking for people in need as part of the club's Pay It Forward campaign. And a couple of donors had given him $5,000 to use for tip money. So this was something I guess they've done every Christmas for a while. Mm. So he's in Gus's Diner, and he'd gotten an email about Callie Blue, wanted to measure her customer service skills and her demeanor. He was so impressed with her, he pulled out $1,000 and gave it to her. How about that? All right, you're a waitress.
Fantastic. Yeah, especially when you work Christmas morning when, let's be real, everybody should just shut down. Let people be with their families.
Mm-hmm.
She has four horses, and this is going to help her
feed the horses. Good for her. Good for him. Good for her. Good for everybody. All right, so I have all of these things in front of me
from this past year, things that we might want to study. But as Jay suggested, she knew it was up my sleeve here. I want to have somebody identify. Wish we could get these doggone phones working in our new studio, James, so that we can get people to share with us, not only on social media. That'd be, I don't know, we probably could get somebody to answer this question, but I'll take the pain away from it. My question would be, were I to have somebody that could respond quickly on the phone, who was Julius Henry Marx? Julius Henry Marx.
I think the last name gives it away.
You think, really? It could be Karl Marx's brother, right? Karl Marx, the fellow who wrote the whole business, the Communist Manifesto, right? That's who Karl Marx was, a socialist, communist writer. I don't think that this fellow had any relationship to him. However, he did have other members of his family that helped him to become famous. But he's the most famous of the Marx brothers. Yes, Groucho. Groucho Marx, who was one of the funniest human beings to walk the planet ever. And I was inspired by looking at American Masters the other night on PBS. Dick Cavett did a whole series on Groucho Marx, because he had Groucho Marx on his show a lot in the 60s. And well, he started, I think Dick Cavett started the last, the 69 or 70. And Groucho was on a bunch of times before he died in 1977. But he's best known, well, there's the Marx Brothers, for those who don't know, and there are probably a lot of people listening, depending on your age, who don't know who the Marx Brothers were. They did a lot of vaudeville. They were on Broadway. They did movies. There were the four of them together were hysterical. They just, it was a different kind of comedy than you got with the Three Stooges. Because it required you to kind of think about what they're saying. It wasn't physical comedy, although I guess a little of it was, depending on whether it was Harpo or any one of them. But the sound of his voice, the New York, the Brooklyn, and his always chomping on a cigar. He was in movies too. The Marx Brothers were just funny, and so. We've picked a piece of sound out for those of you who may have good, fond memories and you haven't heard of Groucho or haven't heard him on the air for a long time. Here's a snippet from one of his evening programs. It was called You Bet Your Life.
Well, now, suppose you became a famous actress and then you met somebody you liked and got married. Would you be willing to quit acting and be a housewife and a mother?
Well, I think if you keep your feet on the ground, you can combine both. That's what I would like to do.
Well, if you keep your feet on the ground, you'll never be a mother.
And that was, he was so spontaneous. Go ahead, crank it up. Yes.
There's professional, amateur, and crane plumbing. You know? Yes.
The crane plumbers, I tell them to go back home.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, they usually have the best pipes of all, you know.
You have a scientific bent, huh?
No.
I would think so. Did you ever meet a fellow named, what was his name, Joe Sexauer?
You're pulling my leg.
Huh?
You're pulling my leg.
No, I'd be glad of that.
He was very suggestive. The double entendres, the stuff that at that time, when he was doing, he was one of the people that was sort of the every network at that time had censors. Like Johnny Carson was told he couldn't talk about women who were pregnant. He couldn't have, there was no sexual reference to anything in the bedroom. None. They would clip it out of the show if it was in the show. Because they had a whole censor department for guys like this. And, but for whatever the reason, they let Groucho Marx get away with stuff that nobody else ever got away with. I don't know, I just found, when I was watching that the other night, I came across it, as I often do when I'm, at the end of the day, I'm having a bite to eat. And I turn on the news on News Nation for a few minutes to see what's going on. And then I click around to see what's what, and who's who. And the Dick Cavett American Masters thing was on. Again, Dick Cavett is one of our... He looks... Well, he is. He's old. He looks so old. It's funny, because you keep in mind
how these people look, right? You watch them on television every day. Like Alex Trebek, he never looked any different. His hair color was different, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't ever, even when he had cancer, he didn't look any different. But, you know, you watch Johnny Carson over the years, smoking took its effect on him, and you see that. Groucho, by the way, died of pneumonia. Anyway, a little reminiscing when it comes to that sort of thing. It's always worth it. You wanted to smile, Jay. There you go. A little bit. Your father, if he's listening, got a kick out of that, too, I'm sure. All right, back to reality and what the president in residence, that's our Joe, is doing. Apparently, the announcement has been made in Washington. The president signed a bill which is going to study the Salt Lakes in Utah and what's going on there since the drought this past year. These funds will, I don't know, I mean, okay, so you're going to study, there's no water in there. Yeah, okay. So there's no water in the Great Salt Lake. There are others, yeah, there are other salt lakes. I think that's the most famous one, but there's one in California, one in Oregon. And there are other lakes around the country that don't have the reason they are salt laden, like the Dead Sea. I was at the Dead Sea last week in Israel. There's no outlet. There are inlets, but there's no outlet. So somehow the salt collects and gathers. The only place, and I remember being at Jack Stockwell's, who lives in Salt Lake City, our doctor, who's a part of Good Day Health. I was visiting with him last year, as I do most every year. And I look, you can look from his house up in the mountains down into the Great Salt Lake and see you drive by it. You can smell it. And when there's less water in it, it really becomes a problem. They've had, because of the fact there has been less snow melt up there, the rivers that have fed into those lakes have made, you know, because there's no rain, it's really a problem for the animals that are around there and the ecosystem in general. So, at any rate, the federal government, your tax dollars at work, this is probably a good thing. I don't know how many people thought about this. We were all hearing the problems that farmers were having last year. As a matter of fact, that was one of the big stories. You look back on the situation from this past year, if you are thinking, I asked a fairly suggested question of Jay when it came to last year, this year, we're still in this year, but, you know, through the last year, what was the most important part of it for you? And then I offered some personal things, because for me, the personal stuff is more important. Although Ukraine, that's probably what people would come up with, right? The number one thing.
I understood your question.
No, it's okay. It was good.
Somebody was like, hey, what happened this year? My mind goes to, okay, world news. What happened?
Yeah.
In terms of everything, what would people more identify with? But when you bring on the personal levels, yeah, there's so much stuff that happened this year as well, and I think everybody could identify with that.
Yep, I think that's true. I think a lot of people would tell you that Ketanji, is that how you pronounce the name? Is it Ketanji? Ketanji Brown Jackson? Becoming the first black woman. They made a big deal out of that. That wasn't important for me, but it was important for a lot of people, and we're talking to a lot of different people here.
Yeah, the first of anything is always important.
Yeah. The Chinese government and the problems we're having with them and what's going on there, that would be something that you hear me talking about it all the time, so I would be somewhat hypocritical if I didn't have that in my list of the public things that were important this past year. Gun violence continuing, killing more Americans this past year. You know, they'll tell you the stats show, murders are down in America. That's a misleading statistic. It depends on what group you're talking about. If you talk about the situation in Buffalo where that racist massacre took place, you know, all of these shootings in these various places, Chicago, like the Wild West, I think that's one of our biggest stories and one of our biggest problems, frankly. We have a lot of problems in this country. This is one of the major, major problems. And I think that is, you go back to the January 6th stuff and how we all were, I don't want to assume that we all were, but a lot of people were watching what was going on there. And depending on your political point of view, Then there was Roe v. Wade and the discussion and the decisions that were made to restrict abortion procedures. And that, I think, was an important part of last year. In sports, Serena Williams at the last U.S. Open, right? You think that was important, I think, to the people who were fans of hers.
Of course.
Yeah. And
she's a legend.
Yeah, exactly. The so much of the history of our country is built on violence. It just is. It's so horrible. I'm looking at a picture, however. This, for me, the accomplishments of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, what NASA has done, getting that new glimpse of the ancient universe with that James Webb Space Telescope that was launched earlier this past year, right? Most powerful space observatory ever to be built and sent out into space. Spectacular pictures of the cosmos. And there are hundreds of pictures. If you go to the NASA website, see, this is what I think, this is where you learn, this is what you're understanding what the world is all about and how small we really are. Those of you who think you're so big and important, well, I hope you're important to your family and your friends and stuff, but when you look around, there's, oh my God, it's hard to even imagine, how do you figure this out? It's mind blowing. It really is. It'll set your mind into a universe, literally and figuratively, that you've never experienced before. So, I think that's what you should check out. 48 after, this is Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both progressive as an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Three past the hour. This is Good Day Health, a chance for the brilliance of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of this program, plus the weekend show that he does. Good Day Health is all a part of what we hope will be good service to you. We're here at your service and on your side with the helpful answers to questions that may come up. If you have some, share them with me. Doug at DougStephan.com is a great way for you to reach out to me, plus social media at Good Day Radio Show is how you do it, for Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. It's Good Day On Air. Dr. Ken, very important to all of us here, understanding how we survive and thrive. He runs Lake Cardiology with his fabulous staff, a very comfortable place to go and get answers to questions, not only maybe about your heart, your circulatory system as a top cardiologist, he's certainly qualified for that, but because he's done so much other research, he has a window on the world of information that'll help you out. So if you feel frustrated with some answers that you've gotten or haven't gotten from your doctor, try Ken. 352-735-1400 for Ken's office at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400. All right, so my first question is to you, from me. Do you know what the number one advertiser on the radio and television is at the moment? The hint is, obviously, it's something to do with medicine.
Pfizer.
Very good. Pfizer, and what product are they pushing more than anything else?
Vaccines.
No, actually, they aren't. How about this? The number one advertiser, yes, is Pfizer. The number one product they are pushing is Paxlovid. There have been more in the time since since Christmas, because a lot of stuff that was going on, obviously, before Christmas was advertising products that you could buy, things, services for Christmas as Christmas presents. But now, as we've gone beyond that, the number one advertiser is Pfizer, and they're selling Paxlovid. I wonder, as you think about this, I know some folks who have taken Paxlovid who had really serious bouts with COVID, but it seems strange to me that they would be spending all these millions of dollars advertising Paxlovid when the doctor's got to prescribe it for you. Don't most doctors know about Paxlovid?
Well, apparently Pfizer feels that not enough must or not enough are prescribing it. And there are some gray areas. Part of prescribing Paxlovid is judgment, and you have to assess as a physician the relative risk of the patient getting severe COVID. And so I would imagine Pfizer wouldn't be wasting their money, and they must feel that more education is needed. And you know, and there is a lot of noise out there, so I guess they are trying to get the facts out.
What do you think in general of all the advertising for prescription medicine that's done, again, on radio and television, telling a story? I kind of always preface these questions or these conversations with the admonishment after 15 seconds of listening to why you should take a drug or talk to your doctor about it, then they give you 45 seconds of why you shouldn't use it. I find that in my knowledge of advertising to be, I know it's required.
The rules.
Yeah, I know.
That's the rules of the road. They're required to let you know about the significant side effects if they bring it to the public. So what was the question?
The question had to do with whether or not it's overdone, I guess, as much as anything else. What do you think of more personally when you see all these drug ads or hear them on the radio? What do you think as a doctor?
Well, see, now you're talking about direct-to-consumer marketing of drugs. And I think that, I'm not into controlling people. I think that if they're going to do it, they should give the whole story. But again, I think buyer beware, like anything else. Use it as just one source, then do your own research. And they're trying to get the consumers aware, so they ask the doctors questions. And, I mean, I don't think it should be against the law, but I don't think it should be the only way that we learn about these things. And, you know, it's like, should we have any advertising anywhere? It's like anything else.
It's making the patient aware. I just find them obnoxious. I don't know. You know, some people could say some of the ads that I do are obnoxious, but I don't. I just find it obnoxious.
Well, then that's not. I'm sure that's not what they're trying to achieve, and I'm surprised they're not questioning you about your opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure they're not trying to aggravate
you. I kind of know. No, I kind of know what motivates people, and I sure as heck am not motivated by some of those ads. All right, Dr. Ken is here with questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen. Time is 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.